Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chav Gimel. We're holding at the very top of the Umud, where the Gemara asks, my timer, what's the reason? What's the reason for what? And in fact, the Rivon has no comment on that. And the Bach says, it appears that these words, my timer, Mishum Nikla, is mistake and should be taken out. But since we have it, it's only four words anyway. Wait, one can learn pshat is my time. It's going back on the Mishnah. What part of the Mishnah? The easy part would be the very final part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if Chas V'Shalom, at the time of giving Malkus to someone, he or she unfortunately begins to defecate or to urinate, that's enough to go and stop the process, stop the works, and send the person home, because the pasuk says, "V'nikla achicha le'inacha," he's already had enough humiliation as a result. The only problem with that is, then this should come, this my timer should be at the end of today's Omer Aleph, and not at the very beginning. So another possible pshat is that it's going on the second line of the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, the Chazan HaKnesses, "Oiches bebegodov, imnikru, imnikru, imnifrumu, imnifrumu," he's got to go and schlep it off. Question is, why does he have to go and schlep it off and tear it? My timer, because that's all part of the embarrassment, the humiliation that we're inflicting on this person who did a terrible aveira for which he is getting malchus. So Rav Sheshes Mishum Reb Loz is going to say now four separate members, one after the other, all of which have the same common denominator. They're all going to be based on smuchin. Smuchin means that you have two parshias, one next to each other, where on the surface there is no clear-cut connection between the two, and Rav Sheshes Mishum Reb Loz Ben Azariah is going to make a connection between the two, as you'll see. Remember we said yesterday that the strap that was used, the whip that was used, was made out of the hide of an egel, which of course is a young calf. Tachsif, it says in the pasuk, "Aboim yakenu." Okay, you have to give malchus. The Samachlein, it says, "Lisachsim shar b'dishoy." What is the connection between the two? Oh, I have a good connection, that you make the straps to do the aboim yakenu from a shar, meaning from a young calf.
Shor is not a young calf.
That's correct. However, I'm not in the cowhide business, but apparently the hide of an eagle is sturdier, is better, is stronger, whatever, than that of a shor. And since an eagle and a shor is one, and the Gemara elsewhere says it's shor ben yoy mainami ikri shor. How does the Gemara know? Because it says that if a person had a shor born to him, and then he has to go and it's a bechor, he has to give it to the kohen. What do you mean a shor? A shor is usually only 2, 3, 4 years old. So even a shor ben yoyma is kari shor, and therefore our Gemara says that you use the strap from the eagle hide for these purposes. And similarly, the Omer of Sheish Meshim Rablos ben Azariah, minayim yivvam ishanofalef neimukashchin, she'ein choismin oisa. What happens if, chas v'sholem, a person passes away, leaves no children, and he has a yivama, she's the almana, but he did leave brothers. So we know in the Torah there's a choice between Yibam and Chalitza. So the Torah favors Yibam, so that we should be able to go and be kodeshem to the nebuch that the person passed away, that it should be some sort of zecher. Yes, it's true that Abishol says in the Gemara that we are knowing today to go and have Chalitza rather than Yibam. Fine. But the point is, this Gemara of Reb Loz Ben Azariah is talking about in the good old days where we would encourage a Yivama to go and have Yivam. But what happens if the Yavam, that's the brother of her late husband, unfortunately is a Mukashchin? Mukashchin means he looks very, very repugnant. You wouldn't want to get within his Dalet Amos. And therefore, the woman does not want to go and marry. So normally we would go and say, come on, Sprinza, please, you know, this mitzvah yibam, and you know, the hakim l'ach of shame, your brother and your husband, and no, in this case, we do not muzzle her, but we allow her to go and make her own decision. We allow her to go and say, I don't want this shirach. Again, there doesn't seem to be any real connection between these two psukim. And the answer is, that connection is that Ein Chois Menoisa, if he is a repugnant type of guy that he, she would not want to marry, we say, Gesunte Heit, let's go for a chalitz. The Omer of Shein Mishim Ulozman Isaiah. Person who's mavaza mayadim, Rivon learns, just like Rashi learns elsewhere in the same Chazal. We're talking about not Yom Tov itself. We're talking about Chol Hamoyed. Chol Hamoyed people should also treat with a certain degree of sanctity. They shouldn't look, oh Chol Hamoyed, I'm going to go to work and do. Not that you cannot do work, Melechas Dover Oved, but don't treat it the same way as if it's a Yom Chol. It's a choshev a day. It's a partial yom tiv. It's chol hamoed moed. So therefore, a person with mavaza is kilo oyv ravoy desire. Why? Hey, masecha lo yisas aloch. V'sam mechle es chagamatzoy shishmor. Now, although chagamatzis might be referring to the yom tiv itself, the Rivon says, for that I don't need this limud from lehei masecha lo yisas aloch. I know that every day of yom tiv is osur basiyas molocha, and therefore it's, you know, almost like Shabbos. It's a very chosh of a day. So I don't need this drosha. The fact that the two psukim are together is to come to tell you that even the chol hamoed you should treat with the utmost of respect. Otherwise, it's ki'ilu oyved avoyd izar. V'yom rav sheish v'shim rav loz ben izar. Yekom asap aloshen hara. V'chol makab aloshen hara. V'chol hameyed eid esheker. Ro'uy l'hashlichoy l'klovin. Whoever talks Lashon Hara, whoever listens and receives Lashon Hara, and whoever goes and says false testimony in court, he deserves to be thrown to the dogs. The Chassidim says, the Pasuk Kel of Tashlich and Oisai, the Samach Lei Loi Sisa, Shema Shav, Kribei Nami Loi Sasi. What does that mean? In this Pasuk, Loi Sisa, Shema Shav, if you have the entire Pasuk in the Torah Or HaShalem, you'll notice it has in it really two segments. Loi Sisa, Shema Shav, that's number one. And number two, Al Toshis Yodchim Rasha, Liois Eid Chamas. Now the Al-Toshi Yodchim Rashli Eid Chomas certainly is going on the Eidus Sheker. So again, Rav Sheish is sending him Rulz Manitariya, three things. Mesapa Lashon Hara, Mekabel Lashon Hara, and Meyed Eidus Sheker. So the Eidus Sheker, that's clearly in the Pasuk. Al-Toshi Yodchim Rashli is Eid Chomas to go and say false testimony. And Pakeva Tashlich and Oysoi, so that's the connection between. What is the Mesapa Lashon Hara and Mekabel Lashon Hara? The Gemara is learning Leisisa Shema Shav. Cease from Moloshan of carrying. Don't carry with you a shema, a shmua, shov of evil. Don't listen to bad stuff. That's the case of the Makabel Loshan Hara, because he's listening, and he's being Makabelit, and he's being noise. He's carrying with him that shema shov, that Loshan Hara that he just heard. But where do you see the column Masapel Loshan Hara? So that's why the Gemara says, Kribe Nami Loi Sasi, not only Loi Sisa, that you are the recipient of this burden of carrying with you the Shema Shav, but the one that causes someone to carry that burden. Who's the one that causes? That's the Mesapa Lashon Hara that he goes and tells Lashon Hara. He causes us, therefore, to be the Mekabli Lashon Hara. And the Eidus Sheker we had at the end of the Pasuk, so all three of them, is Roy Lashlichoy Likla. And the more continues on. We have in our Mishnah, Ushtei Ritzuis. After we said that there are two straps and two parts of the whip that are made from the egel, from the Shar family, we also have that they would thread it with the ritzuos of the hides of chamoyrim, chamor, of course, being a donkey. And then they would thread them all together and make from them an effective whip.
Like a lion.
Almost like a lion. Okay. So what's the din? Zog the Gemara, Tonishol Chamor. Where did we get this idea about the Chamor? We had already the Gabi that the Ritzu was made out of Egel. We learned that from Lisachu Shabadisha, Aboim Yakenu. But where do you see Chamor? Tonishol Chamor, Kiridorish, Hahu Gliloa, Aleidra of Chizda. Based on the following drosh, it says in the Pasik, Yoda Shor Kaneu Vachamor, Avis Ba'olav. Where is this? This is at the beginning of Yeshaya. And for those that remember, every Shabbos Chazoin, when the Maftar is read, the Haftar is read, this is the third Pasuk in Chazoin Yishayo Ben Amoiz, etc. So the third sentence, or the third Pasuk is Yod HaShor Kaneo V'Chamor Eves Ba'ala. Every Shor knows its owner. Every Chamor knows its trough. And Yisrael lo yoda ami lo hispoinen. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael has sinned. Yisrael lo yoda, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael doesn't recognize its God, its Ribbono Shel Olam. Ami, my nation lo hispoinen, doesn't concentrate and think for a moment that they have Ribbono Shel Olam that they are serving on this world. So therefore, the Novi Yishai is giving terrible Musa to Klal Yisrael, and that unfortunately led to the Chorban Abayis, because the Shor and Chamor acknowledge who their owners are, and Klal Yisrael doesn't acknowledge the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam is our master, is our owner, so to speak. So it says the Gemara. Since it says in the Pasuk Yod HaShor Kaneo, the Chamor Eviz Ba'olav, Yisrael Liyoda, HaMakadosh Baruch Hu, Yovoy Misha Makar Eviz Ba'olav, let the chamor, who is makir, who recognizes the trough of its owner, the yifra, and he should punish mishayna makir avis ba'olav, the yidin, especially the person who unfortunately did an avera for which he is getting malkis. So the chamor knows and knew who its owner is and knows where its trough, where it's getting fed by its owner. Let it go and be part of the punishment to the yid that unfortunately forgot who his owner is. And that's why we combine the ritzua of the chamor with the ritzua of the egel to form the whip.
So when it wasn't tied together, you had the egel was kaful strips twice.
That was yesterday's Mishnah. Right. That is correct.
And then they took the chamor, and that was sort of like multi-pronged.
It wasn't a pronged, because we're not talking about...
Right, but multi-straps.
Exactly, and they wove it together.
Oh, so it's all woven together, so it's just one?
Exactly, it turns out to be one.
So one got flexibility, the only
it's when it says in the Mishesh Shtei Ritzuei Shel Chamor Oilois V'Yordes Boy, what is this, Oilo V'Yordes? So the Rivan explains that they would go and weave one into the other to make it into a kind of a firm strap. Okay, good. Anyway, so that's how we're done, and we continue on. Zok Yitzvay to the Gemara, Yoda Tefach. Yoda means the handle was a Tefach. And the Mishnah said, Urechove Tefach, Veroyshe Magas Alpi Kresai. And the end of the strap would reach until the beginning of his keres, keres being the stomach area. So therefore it would go on the chest, and the length of the whip would reach until the beginning of the stomach. So now, Omer Abayish, Mamino, Kochad V'chad, Lefum Gabei, Avdinulei. Each one of the people that was going to get Malkus were going to have to create for him a special strap that will be his size. There's no one size fits all, because everybody is different in terms of their build, their weight, their height, etc. So everybody's going to have their own strap. Omer Rova, Imkei Nofesh L'Ritzuas Tuva. If that's the case, you're going to have a whole warehouse full of Ritzuas, because everybody is different at all, and short, and big, and obese, and small, and blah, blah, blah. So you're going to have 100, 1,000 of these Ritzuas. El Omer Rova Avaksa Isle. Avaksa means it was some sort of adjuster on this whip. Kiboy Mikdebe, Kiboy Merapaba. He was able with that to go and either tighten it or loosen it. So it was the type of thing that you can make it longer, can make it shorter, and so therefore you didn't need to have multiple ritzuas. One size taka fits all, because you would adjust it by pulling it up or pulling it down. Malkin oisai. Then we give malkus to him, and we said one in the front and two in the back. How do we know? Minoan emili amrav kana di amakra.
He was tied down, I understand. He had his hands tied down to this pole.
Right.
So yeah. I'm looking at that.
How do you flip him?
There's space between him and the pole, though. If the pole is 4 feet from the ground and he's bending over, there's a cavity.
His stomach.
Isn't the pole obstructing?
No, because he's. I don't want to demonstrate it, but
why not?
If you're standing like this and you're bending over, there's a cavity. Somebody's whipping.
Well, it's hard to get in.
Yeah.
So hey, yeah, it's a shliach bezdin had no practice.
He was trained.
He had rehearsals, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah. Not allowed to uproot anything from the scriptures.
Right.
Well, but they uprooted the Mises based in once, so maybe
the uproot. Zara.
Anyway, we should never know of any of these things, and this should all be just for limud and not l'maisa. And yeah, exactly. Malkenoisa. Menon, immediately, how do I know that you go and give one in the front and two in the back? Omer of Kanadi Makrov, the Pili Hashoifit Vikol Lefonov, Kadei Rishose Bimispar. Avikol Lefonov. That means you have to go and give a makkah in front of him. Mm-hmm. Now, Parshat Pshat, the Kol Lefonov could be in front of the Shofet. The Pila Shofet, the Shofet has him bend over, the Kol Lefonov, and you give makkahs to the individual in front of the Shofet. But the way the Gemara is interpreting it, the Lefonov means the ponim of the person who's getting the malkus, meaning his front. And then the pasuk says, "Kidei rishasi b'mitzpar." What does that mean? Risha achas mulfanav, that we already covered, because lefanav, and shtei rishuyos me'akrav, two in the back. Now, where does it say, "Kidei rishasi b'mitzpar," that there are two? So when I was learning with my chavrusi yesterday, Reb Chiya Arya in the koil, he suggested that mitzpar is a number. If you are talking about one, you don't need to go and number something because there's only one. It's when you have a multiple, then you have to start numbering. One, two, three, four, five, to go and designate which one's first, which one's second, etc. So mitzvah by definition means that you are counting, if you will. You only have to count if it's more than one. What is miut rabba? Miut rabba mishnai. So therefore, kedei shosim and mispar is telling you how many more pech do you give besides the lefanav? The minimum number of your counting, which would be two more. So you have one in front, two in the back, three all together. Ein malken oisai. Zog di Gemara. Ein malken oisai. What is this referring to? Shimuch Peles. Ein malken oisai. I'm sorry, once again. Ein malken oisai loy oimid v'lo yoishiv ela moita. Shkoyach. Not standing, not sitting, but only when he is bent over. How do I know that the Ritzua had to be doubled over? That you heard from Brother Shai a moment ago, that we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, the Ritzua of Egel was Kifula Echad L'Shnayim, so you had a long strap and then you doubled it over, and Shnayim Li'abov, because you took a second strap and you doubled it over. So now you had two doubled over straps. How do you know that you're supposed to be Machpelet? Now it doesn't say in the Gemara what's the rai from the Hipiloi. So some of the Mefarshim had another girsa, al tikri the Hipiloi el of the Hichpiloi. In other words, you add a chof to the Hipiloi and you make it kofel. That's how you know it's Muchpelas, the Hipiloi, Hichpiloi. Don't I need the Hipiloi to tell us that he's bent over and that's why he's Einay Oimid, Einay Yoishiv? The word vihipila doesn't mean to go and push him to the floor, but that means that he's kind of in a falling position because he's bent over. So don't I need it for that? How can you learn vihipila means vihikpila? So tomorrow came lichtav kro yateil. To go and say that he's bent over, you can go and say you're mata, you're bending him. Why do you have to use the term vihipila? My pilish, my minatayt, and takitay, you're both.
One that double meaning.
A double meaning, just like a double vihipila. Very good. Shkoyach. We'll show him when we need him. The person that goes and hits the administrator of the lashes, he does a biyodai with his hand, and we said with yodai achas. Hamake make biyodai achas bechol koichai, with all of his strengths. It's Tanur Rabban. Eima min chazonin ele chaseri koyach v'yaseri madam. The people that we are going to appoint is chazonim. Again, we don't mean a chazon who's going to daven for the umid. We're talking about the chazon haknesses, who's the administrator who's administering the lashes, the malkus. Who do you take? Chaseri koyach, not the strongest guy in town, a person who's, you know, normal strength. V'yaseri madam, but he should have a lot of intelligence. What's the purpose of having intelligence? He should know when, if Chas V'Shalom, he sees that things are bad for the person who's getting the malchus, he has to go and say, Chavra, I know we had an assessment from the doctors that he can go and take 39. Chamoyer, he's not going to survive 18. And 18, at least, a communion chai. So he has to have a bissel me'asaychel, then instead of brawn, he has to have brain. In the refrigerator downstairs, there are two bags for tomorrow for a siyum. So the Yerdim shouldn't think, oh, so I'll go fast and have. And the ticket on the table is from Shimon Deitz, the Kavod Yotzat of Reb Shai, the Kerestira, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha. And then he wrote a beautiful, beautiful three-page article with pictures and uvdis and masim, mamish, is Oseg Veinach. Shkoyach. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so Gemara says, Vaita. So we go and take a chaseri koyach, we say to Madi, he should have a lot of brains, so he understands how many makas he should give and how many he should not give. Even if he's not so brilliant, but he has more koyach. So says the Rivan, what the Gemara means to say is, we don't have any particular admissions rules or eligibility rules. Anybody, any person who, you know, has a bissel saichen, a little bit of koyach, you can go and take it. There's no special dinim.
Over the top.
Thank you. So about 8-9 lines on the top of the Omid says, the Rivana Filiaseri Kaifa Filichaseri Madhima Hakbid Bakah, you don't have to go and he doesn't have to take an exam and see that he has an IQ of 250. He doesn't have to have he can go and carry weights of 200 pounds. And anybody is more or less okay. Rabbi Kavasi Rabbi Yehuda Mistabra, what Rabbi Yehuda says makes sense. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. It says in the Pasuk, such a double lashon. Again, the Kefal. If you look at the Pasuk number Aleph, number one, Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef La Koyse Al Eila Makarab Avnik Lechich Leinecha. So the question is, why does it say Lo Yosef Pen Yosef? So I'll tell you why. If you're talking about that the person is not that brilliant, that's why you have to tell him. Rabbi Yid, be careful. I'm telling you again, be careful. Don't overdo it, because if he can only take 18 and you give him 19, chas v'shalom, the person can pass away. It will be a shoy gig where you're going to have to go to Ari Miklat. So if you're telling me he's a chaseri koyach, that's why chaseri mada. That's why the Torah has to repeat it twice to tell him, be careful. Eli Amris, he said, Imad, if you're telling me he's an intelligent person and he has brains, Miturach Lasure, what do you have to tell again and again? Well, one time you tell him, Pen Yosef, not you have to, Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef. For Rabbanan say, in Nishkaraya, Ein Mizarzen El Mizuras. That's a famous expression. Ein Mechaskim Mechzokim, Ein Mizarzen El Mizurazim. Who are the people that you Mizar is? A person that normally works with his rezus with alacrity. With him, you try to go and encourage him, and you try to be mechazik him. So it could very well be that we're talking about a person, Yisrei Mada, he's intelligent, and then you want to strengthen his intelligence on this particular matter and tell him, I know you're a very smart guy, use your smarts, see what you're doing whilst you're administering the malchus, that chas v'shalom, the person shouldn't collapse. We learned that Rabbi Kishu Magbia b'shtei yodah, Kishu Magbia b'yodah yachas, Keheche d'leisa mididei. What does that mean? As he is preparing to go and whip, he should go and take the whip upwards in an upwards position with both hands, but when he actually releases the whip, he should do it with one hand. So that the full koyach should come from him. There's another gear, instead of leisa mididei, you have in the gimel, detese mirazia. Razia means out of strength. So therefore, if you're going to try to go and hit the person with two hands at one time, it's not going to be as strong and as effective if you do it with one hand. Really? I thought two hands would make it stronger. Try to go and play baseball and throw the baseball with two hands instead of one hand. You'll see how effective that will be. Because there cannot be total coordination between two hands. You're much better off throwing with one hand. So here too, if you're going to take both hands and try to whip at the same time, the right hand may be stronger than the left, or the left than the right. They cannot totally coordinate perfectly. You're much better off using one hand, then you have the full strength of the person that's doing the whipping. And then the Mishnah says, Va'koire koire. As the whipping is going on, there's a kore. It doesn't say who the kore is. And what does he read out? He reads out psukim in the Torah. And specifically, im lo yisish malasois, es kol devri ha-Torah azois, haksum ma-sefer azef. You're not going to go and heat. It means you're not going to keep and watch me perform all the mitzvahs. What happens? The Hifla Hashem is my koyscha. Hashem is going to authorize that the makah should be inflicted on this individual. Ah, the Zokti Gemara yet. Who is the koyri that says this? Turn Rabban Hagol Hashem Deyanim koyri. Hashayni moine. Vashlishi oimer hakeil. We have three deyanim, typically on a bezin. The first dayan says these psukim that. The second one, Moina, he starts counting. Somebody's got to count the number of the makois. So he counts one, two, three, as they're being administered. And the third one says, okay, go ahead. He called. Give him a makam. Bizman shemakam aruba marich, bizman shemakam uetis makatze. Now we're going back on the Godel Hadiyonim, who's kore these psukim. And as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, we would like that the end of the reading of the psukim and the end of the infliction of the makos should happen more or less simultaneously. Of course, EF shall tzamtzum exactly to the millisecond, but it should be more or less at the same time. So therefore, Bizman Shemaka Maruba, if the doctors have determined that this person can withstand 39 Malkis, so then Marech, then the Balkore being the Godel HaDayanim who's saying these psukim, will say the words slowly, Imloi, Sishmar, Lasois, it's called the Riater Azois, etc. Slow down, so that by the time the whipping is over, he'll be finished his psukim.
Doesn't he repeat it if he finishes?
They're going to ask that kash in a moment. Bizman Shemaka Mu'etis, what happens if this person is only going to get 3 or 6 Malkis because he cannot endure more than that? Mekatzer. Mekatzer doesn't mean he shortens it, but he means he says it more quickly. Just like you have differences in Bali Tvila, the daven nicely and slowly, and Bali Tvila that saying things quickly. Here too, the Bekore, Betzoyse Marach, Betzoyse Mekatzer, he can say it longer, he can say it shorter. Now, Barry's question, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Choyz Letchilas HaMikra, that if he already finished the Psukim, and the other by is still administering the Malkis, then he starts over again. Everyone, that's true. Mitzvah lichatchila litzamtzim. We try to go and be mitzamtzim that they should both end at the same time. But what happens if the Kore read a little bit too quickly, or the one administering the Malkis took his time? The Eloi Tzimtzim, if it didn't work out, then he repeats it again. It's good for envid? Baruch Hashem. Turn it about. It says in the Pasuk, Maka Rabba. What's the Lashon HaPasuk? Arbam yakenu lo yosef, pen yosef la koisal eila maka rabba, benik lachicha leinecha. Now the pen yosef means that you're giving him too many malkis. And how many are you going to give him? You're going to give a maka rabba. So frey timura, busep is maka rabba in. Ainli ela maka rabba, maka mu'etis minayin. What happens if the bezin said he can go and take 18? That's what the doctors, the Grace Indian chiefs, they all said that he can go and endure 18. And what does he do? He gives him a 19th, one more. Are you telling me that? That's okay. It's just a makarabah. Make sure Ben Yosef don't add 5 more, don't add 3 more. But one more, okay, nishkefelech, Is that what you're saying? Tamaloy no. Lo Yosef. Not even be Moisef 1. Or in Kain ma tamaloy mer makarabah. So why did it say in the Pasap, makarabah? The makarabah over here is not only telling you the quantity, the number of makas, it's also telling you the quality of the makas. Meaning that the makas that are being given initially should be given b'chol koichoy, like the Gemara said. Picks it up, the whip, with 2 hands, but then he releases it with 1 hand, so it goes with alamina koiches. So that's the makarab. And then, if chas v'sholom, this individual, we've already gotten to the maximum of the 18 or the 39, and the person who's administering the lashes has kind of lost count, or maybe the second dayan has lost count, and he goes and is moisiv. Even 1 makam u'etis is prohibited, because that's why we have the pasuk. Yosef, pen Yosef, lo Yosef. Now you're going to tell me why I already used the pen Yosef, lo Yosef previously. So in fact, the Gra has a different gear, so not lo Yosef, but rather he puts in al eila, that it says, pen Yosef lakoyse al eila makaraba. Why does it say al eila? Of course, Arboy Miakeno, the 39, Lo Yosef Ben Yosef Lakoisoi Makaraba. Lakoisi Aleila, Aleila means even 1 more, not only Makaraba, 2, 3, 5 more, but even 1 more is prohibited. Alright, so why does it say Makaraba? To describe the quality of the Makas previously given, that it should not be a Makaraba.
So the Shlech Bezdin can get Malkus for giving an extra Maka?
No.
It's a lot, right?
No. Go back to our Mishnah.
If he goes beyond the Malkus, guy can take 18. Right. The guy can take 39. He gives him an extra one.
And what happens?
And the witnesses say, hey, don't do that. You're going to get Malkus yourself. So the Shlech Bezdin... Well,
if that's what they tell him, and he does it intentionally, about he can get Malkus. Okay. But what happens if he lost count and he gave 1 extra Maka and the person never died?
He's
Potter. Not Potter. He goes into Golis like any Reitzeach
B'Shogeg. If he kills him.
If he kills him, exactly. If the guy collapses...
If he doesn't kill him.
But he gave 1 extra Maka. If he did a B'Shogeg, anytime B'Shogeg. However, if they gave him, there were 2 Edom and said, hey, Mr. Smith, You're not counting. Stop. You already gave 18. Oh, it's okay. He's a nice guy. He deserves a 19th. He gives him a tip, right? He gives him one more.
He gets 30.
I'd say he can be sued for 18.
Malpunishment.
Okay, so let's continue on. Zotimur Yetzvait, Niskalkel. Niskalkel is referring to, unfortunately, a situation where either the man or the woman that is unfortunately being whipped, that, Rachmon Litzlan, before or during the whipping, they get chil ura odo yoychezen, their whole bodily functions are now out of whack, and unfortunately they start defecating or urinating in the middle of this bezin shtibel where this is all transpiring. So it said in our Mishnah, once that happens, they're potter, we let them go home, because the end of the pasuk is v'nikla achicha le'necha, that means that your brother will be humiliated. Ein lecha humiliation gedoy lemizu, that in the middle of the public, remember, the person starts defecating or urinating in public. It's not very nice. Okay, so now in our Mishnah we had two mandi amrim, and as we'll see in the Braisa, we're going to have three mandi amrim. What are the two mandi amrim? The last line of the Mishnah of yesterday, chav beis amit beis, niskalkel, bein berei, bein bamayim, potter. So the Tanakhama does not distinguish between man and woman, and it says in all cases, if the niskalkel, the kilkel of being that the body functions have now totally been skewed, bein berei, whether we're talking about defecation of excrement, bein bamayim, we're talking about urination, makes no difference, potter. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. Ho'ish berei, ho'isha b'mayim. In other words, that a woman's humiliation is greater than that of a man. So as soon as she begins to urinate, that's already enough. We say, potter, you're finished. As far as ish, urination is not enough. It's got to be excrement. It's got that he was defecating. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Tanakhama, because Tanakhama says, even by a man, mayim is sufficient. So Rabbi Yehuda, not only by a woman. So let's now see the Gemara. Turn Rabbanu, we have now a price, and the price is going to bring 3 days. Echor ish, the echor isha, berei, v'loi b'moyim, divrei Meir. Mr. Meir argues with both of the views that we've just said in the Mishnah, because we said, according to the Tanakhama, both b'mayim, say ish and isha, and according to Yehuda, at least the isha b'mayim. But according to Meir, nobody b'mayim, nishkan ish, nishkan isha, only rei, nishkan mayim. So obviously, Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda of the Brice is the same as Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, who ish berei, who ish b'moyim. Just repeat what we said in the Mishnah. V'chom moyim l'chom is the Tanakam of our Mishnah. Echor ish, v'echor isha, bein berei, bein b'moyim. So the two views of the Tanoim in our Mishnah, we added Rabbi Meir. V'otanya, I have a Brice where l'choyre Rabbi Yehuda is soiser himself. We just got finished saying that the ish is berei. But isha, we are makel even by moim. I but Tanya Buda Ima Echad Ish Vi Echad Isha Berei Rei Nishka Moim. Is the Chayyur of Yehuda is soiser. Amrav Nachmi Yisum. No, it's not soiser. Shneim Shavim Berei. What he's saying is, at a minimum, everybody agrees, both ish Vi Isha Berei, that would be a reason to excuse him, and the person would be finished with Nikla Chichlei Nech. A grade, in addition to that, Isha has another way out, and that's b'moyim. But Rabbi Yehuda is not referring to that in this second price, he's only referring to the rei. Yes, Robert.
And the Gemara here does not issue a few cases that does address on the execution by sekila. Number one, what happens an issue, a woman that is pregnant cannot get malchus, because if it goes on the belly, the fetus is killed, so she can never get malchus. Shini, somebody is aged, azokin, is not ruled a malchus bichlal. Even in Singapore, there is, after a certain age, they don't apply corporal punishment. Shlishi, the union of Srias, which is addressed in the Sekile by Isha, is not addressed in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So in all these cases, why did the one that doesn't mention here, it mentions there? The address of some more complete details regarding Srias, Vekulu.
So getting to you have three questions in a row. Getting to your question about the Isha that is pregnant, I don't know where you're taking this from, that they would not give Malchus. I mean, Certainly, morally, it makes sense to say, we'll wait until she gives birth, but whether that is the halacha or not, I don't know, the Mishnah doesn't address it. So at least theoretically, maybe one should. Barry has a point on this.
Well, we had in Sanhedrin, a woman was pregnant and she was sentenced to execution.
That's execution, but not...
No, but that's execution. They said that uber yarachimohu, and that's it. So
what you're saying is correct. However, remember that execution is different because the halach is inui hadin. Once the bezin decides execution, okay, we take the person to execute right on that same day. That's why you couldn't have the bezin deciding it in the mishnah on Friday, because you'd wait until Sunday, inui hadin. But there's no din like that by Malkus. In fact, we said yesterday in the Gemara, what happens if you made an umdana on one day, and the person's only going to have the Malkus 3 days later, or a week later. Mm-hmm. So he said that during that period of time, we have to get a new umdana, because he might have got strong, he might have gotten weaker, etc. So there's no... So it could theoretically be, at least by a pregnant woman, we would say, okay, let's wait it out. You don't have to give Malkus today. We'll give Malkus in a month after. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Chveis nish. You'd have to look in the Rambam to see how he addresses that issue. Why the Gemara doesn't bring it, I don't know. I don't think... Normally we could say, well, we still have more to the Masechta, but I don't think it's brought tomorrow. I may be wrong. Most of tomorrow's daf, I think, is mostly Agarta. But anyway, so that was on your question number one. On your question about in Singapore, I don't know what the minhagim in Singapore are, but you're certainly right that if a person is kochosh, if he's shvach, whether he's shvach because he was born that way, he's just a weakling, or because of the fact he's now 85 years old and he cannot withstand Malkus, so that's what we taka said in the Mishnah, that you have to make an umdana how much this person is able to suffer. If he can't even take three, then he'll be potter, because you cannot go and give him deathly lashes. You can only give him hard lashes to make him do tshuva, but not to go and cause his death, chas v'shalom. Okay? And we should only have psura soivis, and nobody should ever have to get malkis ever again.
Amen.
But getting back to our Gemara, so now we're discussing that the person, unfortunately, the man or the woman, nebuch, was defecating or urinating, so we asked the steer, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara says, Nish kefelech, because after all, Rabbi Yehuda is just saying, what's the very minimum that everybody agrees to? Echad ish v'echad isha b'rei. However, and that's what Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says, Shneim sham b'rei. Everybody agrees to that. The gab urination, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Brisa and in the Mishnah, we give the wife, or not the wife, the woman, an additional benefit, so to speak, and that's the benefit of the mayim, that if chas v'shalom she starts urinating in public, the niklach ichleinecha, she goes home, we're done. Kofsu, what happens if you tie the person down? Remember, we started off the Mishnah, Koifis Shnei Yodav Ala Amud. Some Gemara say Koifah, but the Choyrit should say Koifes. Anyway, you go and tie him down to the Amud, and as the executioner, the administrator of the Malkus, is getting ready with his whip, that person, Machta Plate of Arots Mi Bezin, somehow he's able to free himself from those bonds to the Amud where he was tied, and he ran out, then potter. Then you don't bring him back for Malkus. And the reason is, says Rivon, because again, for Nikla Chichalei Necha, just the fact that he had to run out, that already was the biggest embarrassment, and never he has to run for his life. And, hey, where's your uncle running? Oh, you didn't hear. He was going to get Malkus. So what happened? He didn't want the Malkus. The Rivon is silent. If you have the Moisef of Rashi here on the side, but 8 lines before the end, Hasam Rot, it's a Rivon, and a Rashi in Shavuos, Vinisbaze b'menusazu, the loifarai, the running, the plate to mach, and that in itself was the bizoin. So that's another form. That's why the Gemara is bringing it over here. Just like when the person starts defecating in public, it's a terrible vinikla. Same thing over here. When the person is running out of bezin and he had to go and free himself from these ties, it's also vinikla. He's part. Fake Gemara Meisvei. Kalo, now the word kalo over here is from a Loshon v'nikla. V'nikla that he's being humiliated, he's being embarrassed. Bein b'rishoyne, bein b'shniya, poitrin oisai. Now what does that mean, bein b'rishoyne, bein b'shniya? So the Rivan learns that we're about to go and hit him, and even before the first zetz, before the first patch on the front or on the back, guess what happens? He is so, so scared and terrorized and terrified, he starts nebuch defecating even prior to the first Rishayna. See, if you look at the Rivan, go up about 10 lines, see it says first Kala. Kala means Niskalkal Berei. Unfortunately, he started defecating. Felicia Nakrat Nakat Venikla, Lashon Zilzel. That's why we say Kalev from the Lashon of Vinikla. Nothing to do with a Chusin Kalev, of course. Benakla, Kalev from the Lashon Vinikla. Zilzel. Yes, sir.
Also, I mean, if someone's deaf or urinate, like, the guy can't really re-psook him, right? I mean, isn't there a problem with that?
That's why we say, okay, stop. Aros. You're right. He's going to stop at that moment. 100%. Anyway, rather the psukim is, has to be within dalaramis or not. You're assuming that there was dalaramis. Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. Once the, if there's a reyach from the defecation, even if it's further than the dalaramis, you're 100% right. So as soon as that happens, we say, okay, administrator, you're off. You can go home for today. And we patter and we send the person away, the person who was getting the malchus, and we stop the reading and we stop the whole business. The procedure stops midstream. The next rivan, bein b'rishon bein mishniyah. Bein koidem shi ko klal, even before the first makkah. Bein la'achar shi ko, that's bishneya, rishoina before the first, or bein la'achar shi ko after the first makkah. V'hainu rishoina is hagbo rishoina, shemagbi yodo lahakois, even before the first patch, he's just picking up the whip, getting ready to go and lower it and to hit the other guy. In the skalka boisa hagbo, as a result of the hagbo itself, he already got frightened, machmas pachad, oishniskalkel bagbo shnia, the hainu la'achar shiko. That's the rishoina or shnia. Rishoina means prior to the first hitting, just picking up the whip, and he was niskalkel, or post the first whipping, prior to the second hagba, he was niskalkel. The nikla karina beidokal, it's already nikla. The fact that he's defecating, urinating in the middle of Bezdin, even before he got the first makkah, poitrin oisai, because he's already nikla chichalainach. So back to the Braisa, Meisvei, Kala, Bein Berishoina, Bein Bishniah, Poitrinoisai. We send him home. Nifzaka Ritzua. What happens if it wasn't that he started defecating, but rather that the whip got Nifzak? Nifzak, it got torn, it got cut off, whatever. The next Rivan, Imbhagbo Shniah, Nifzaka, Poitrinoisai. To Nikla Boisa Hakosh Iko. Meaning, we already gave him one makkah, and now the whipper looks at the makkah, oy, 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 look at my whip, it's coming apart, it's tearing, it's falling, whatever. Once he got already one makkah, he was already in nikla chichleinecha, shiko, and therefore we go and dismiss him, and we say he can go home. V'im koinim shiko nifzika, kishahirim yod lahakois, but if it got somehow entangled and it got some sort of broken or torn, as he's picking it up even before the first makkah, that's in zut kalah. So in other words, the nikla chicha has to be either the urination, defecation, like we had before, or at the very least, if there was a situation where you had the he got one makkah, and then the administrator of the makkah looks and sees, oh, the whip got torn now, it fell out. After all, there was an adjuster, according to Rava, and the adjuster didn't work well, so the whip is now coming out, it's too long, too short, whatever. So if he already got one makkah, you dismiss the case. If he didn't even get one makkah yet, so he didn't have any nikla, so then you'll call in the repairman, he's going to go and fix the whip, and then we're going to start the initial whipping.
How's this? So what was the meisvei? How's the meisvei? What are we?
We're only explaining the price, so we haven't gotten to the kashya yet. Okay, if you want, I can just rush through it and not explain.
No, thank you.
You're welcome. So meisvei kala, if he was nikla bein b'rishoin and bein b'shniyah, that means the nikla in terms of the defecation, sai before or after the first whipping, even before the first whipping. Point tonight. Gesundheit. Nivzika ritzua. If the ritzua got torn, Bishniya, meaning that we already administered one lash, then poitrinoise. Also, we send them home. But he's showing them, but if it's before the first lashing, then ain't poitrinoise, because there was no nikla. That's the end of the braisa. Now, your kasha bari, amai. Why does it say in the braisa that if it was brishoina, ain't poitrinoise, meaning if you didn't give him even one lash yet, he's got to stay there, and we're not going to go and patter him, we're going to first fix the ritzua. Amai, lehavi kerot. Why isn't like the previous case of two lines ago of Shmuel, that kofsu, we tied him down, ferotz, and he ran out of Bezin, and he's patter, even though he didn't get the first lash. Why don't we say the same thing, legabe this whip, that the whip became broken before the first administration of the lashes, and he should be able to go out even prior to the lash. Why does it say only afterwards? Nifzik betzua, only bishnia, but not berishayna. Everything more, the kasha nishos are shver, hasam rats, hachaloi rats. Like the the Rashi that we quoted before, Masechta Shavuos, because in the case of the Ritza, that in itself is the embarrassment that he had to go and free himself and macha pleita from Bezdin and run before the guards and before the marshals and the sheriffs were able to grab hold of him. Everybody's saying, hey, why is Yankel Smith running out of the Bezdin? Oh, you didn't hear? No, what happened? He was supposed to get Malkus today. Oh. So you already have the Nikla Chichlenach. In this case, however, just because the straps ripped on the whip, okay, but there was no nickel yet. The only nickel would be after at least gets the first lash administered, and then it broke. And, oh, okay, already had a kium of a nickel that he was already humiliated by the lashes. But if he's just standing there attached to the amud and he's looking around, hey, what's going on? How come? Why aren't we going ahead? Oh, you didn't hear the whip was unfortunately just got ripped. No, dismiss me, Mister. You're not going to be dismissed. If he, however, is able to go and free himself and run out, then he'll be dismissed. It's good to catch him in the turret. Right, Baruch Hashem. Turn everybody. Amdu likishayilke nikle or yikle. There's a little bit of a play on words over here. Yilke yikle. Yilke means that when we're going to go and give him the malchus, he's going to be nikle. He's going to start defecating. So Russian kilkel of nikle chichle nechel. Poitrenoise. Likishayetzi bezin kala, then malkinoise. What the Bryce is telling us is that part of the medical assessment is not only how much he can withstand and endure of the makis, but also at what point do you think that he is so frail and so fragile that he's going to go and chas v'sholem start defecating in public. So if they made an oimet, that likishilke, as we are going to begin to go and give makis, already at that time yikle, already he's not going to even be able to withstand the first lash without going and defecating, then poitrinoi say, we don't even start administering it. We see that, but the guy is so fragile, he's so terrified, then we say, okay, you're dismissed. The kishiyetz, however, if the amdu is that only after we administer the number that we have agreed to, the 6, the 18, the 24, whatever, the number is divisible by 3, that only after that, kishiyetz mi bezin, then kala, then he's going to defecate, then malkinoi say, then we have no rachmunis, you know, when that will happen, you know, dai l'simcha or dai l'tzrosa b'shata. However, we're not going to pater him in advance. Even if prior to that first lash, he already started urinating or defecating, then we're going to be malkanoise, shenemer, v'hiko, the nikla, v'leisha, loka kvar bebezin. The lashon of the pasuk is v'hiko lefanav, and then it says, makarabah v'nikla chichalei necha. So after the first maka, and then he was nikla, then you'll dismiss him. However, if it was prior to that, if it was nikla before even the first maka, we'll send him to the bathroom and let him go and clean up, say yashi yotzar, and then we're going to bring him back in for purposes of administering the malchus. Okay, zot mishnah yetz. Now we're getting back more to halacha. Remember we had earlier on in Amr Sechta, that was the beginning of the perek, Eluhein Haloikin, our parak. What's the din? That if you gave a person who was Mechuyev Kares, the marshal, a person that was over on one of the 6, 7 Aroyas, which are enumerated in the Mishnah, Achoisai, Achois Aviv, Achois Imai, where the Torah doesn't give any Mises Bezin. It's just part of that generic, Kikola Shiaz, Mikola Tevez, Eloven Echrisa. What's the din? If two Adam gave him Hasrola Malkis, then you can give him Malkus. Now the question is, once you give him the Malkus, is he still Mechuyev Kareis? So to Mishnah, Kachayove Krisis, Shalaku, Nifteru Yedei Krisosan. We've accomplished something with this Malkus. With this, we've parted him from Kareis, and therefore he gets a clean slate up in Shemayim because we gave him the Malkus down below. How do I know? Shinemu Nikla Chichalei Necha, Kishalaka, Harihuki Achicha. Once we went and gave him this Nicholas humiliation through the administration of the Malkus, now he becomes restored like any brother of Klai Yisrael. Dibur b'chananya ben Gamliel. Dibur b'chananya ben Gamliel. Ma'im hu'uiver aveira achas nuitul nafshi oleha. He says now, ashtikul dvar musr, ashtikul dvar agadata. Ma'adach, a person who's over one aveira, that aveira chas v'sholem could endanger his life, nuitul nafshi oleha. Chas v'sholem, if he did a Mises Bez, then he can go and get executed. And even by Malkus, if they gave him too many pets, Chas v'sholem, he could die just for doing one aveira. Oise mitzvah achas al achas kam v'kamish tenosan le'navshoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give him much, much life, either in this world or in the next world. Says Rivan, the famous Chazal, that Midas Toiva is Meruvan Midas Poronius 500 times. How do I know? Because it says Poikir Avoyin Oveis Albonim V'yal Shileishim V'al Ribeim. That's up to four generations. But Midas Toiva says Oisachesel Alofim. Alofim is at least 2,000. 2,000 compared to 4 is a ratio of 500 to 1. So Marach Yidu One Aveira. Kodesh Baruch Hu may take away your life if you do one mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu might restore and give you tons of life. You don't even have to bring this outside source from this parish itself of Aroyah Shenema. It says, what does this mean? Next week, not this week's parasha, but next week's parasha, we have Achrei Mois Kedoshim. And Achrei Mois, at the beginning of the parasha of the Aroyahs, right before that, it says, "Ushmartem eschu koysev yes mishpata yashayasa oisem odam v'chay behem ani Hashem." And then the next passage after that talks about ish, that Chas v'Shalom gets close to Megala Erva. So this is like an introduction, and this introduction is telling you that if you're going to keep Kodesh Baruch Hu's chukim mishpatim and not engage in prohibited aroyos, then v'chay behem, you're going to have chiyos. At the end of the parsha, it says, "Chas v'Shalom, if you didn't keep all of these chukim mishpatim, v'nichrasu anafashas oisais." So it says, "Reb Shimon, v'mkoymai." In the case of the aroyos, you see it dramatically that a person who acts the way he's supposed to, v'chay behem, he acts the way he's not supposed to, Chas v'Shalom, he gets cursed. And he's medayik further. Hakol yoshev le'avir nois le'ischark oisem mitzvah. You could be a passive individual and get schar oisem mitzvah. What means passive? You didn't engage in any aroyos, and the pasuk says that ushmartu chukos v'shishpatai ashiyasa oisam. You keep those chukim mishpatim, meaning that you don't engage in an iser erva v'chay, and you get the chiyus. So therefore, sitting on your hands and not doing the aveira, you already get the schar koisam mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Oimer Hariu Oimer Rak Chazak Vilti Achol Hadam. Very famous Chazal. Be mechazik yourself. Don't eat the blood. Zoktor Rabbi Shimon Rabbi. The average individual who wants to go and eat blood, who can even see blood, you see blood, you get. Person who is poidish, because that's what the pasuk says. And then you get alamina brachas, you get schar. The average individual has taiva for bisla gelt for gesel and for dvar erva. You have a chimud a nefesh. A poish men alachlecham v'kamish yiskol loyel deroiz v'doyer deroiz v'atzeif kol adoyeris. How much schar and how much reward he's going to get for being careful and being poish from gesel and erois. Now the famous Ruchnan Yemen Akasha Oymer. Otz Kodesh Baruch Lezachis is Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch wants to mezaka klai Yisrael. V'chehibolim Torah Mitzvah is giving us so many opportunities to get Tzchusim and Noch Tzchusim and Noch Tzchusim. Kodesh Baruch gave us Torah Mitzvah Shnema. Shem Chav Zaman Tzidka. Kodesh Baruch wants us to come out ahead on the balance sheet that we have more credits than debits. Yagul Torah V'yadetz. Kodesh Baruch has expanded the Torah in so many different ways, so many different mitzvahs you can do to get credits and more credits and more credits. So that's a poshup shot. I once heard from Rabbi Waxman, he said the Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Lezakois is not only for Lashon of Schusim, it's also from a Lashon of Shemen Zayis Zoch. Kodesh Baruch wanted that every Jew should purify and refine himself. How does a person refine his midois? Kodesh Baruch gave him so many Torah and so much mitzvahs to do chesed for one another, to be benevolent, to be good, etc. All the mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch gives us, as Lezakois, to go and give a person a greater degree of refinement and purity in this world. Zokimar, Amr Yochanan. We started off the Mishnah that Ruchnan ben Gamliel said that once you get the Malkus, then Kodesh Baruch Hu dismisses all the Koris charges up above in heaven. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Ruchnan ben Gamliel said. And they hold that even, well, the Choyra, what he means is that even after the Malkus, the person will Chas v'Shalom still get Koris. Omer Bar Barhava Amri Beir Rav. Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, so Ravada Bar Ahava says, I disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. I have a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Tanina, we have a Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah. Ein ben Shabbos Yom Kippurim, she says, Doinu b'day Adam. Person did amazed by Shabbos, he gets skila chas v'shalom. He says, Doinu b'kardes. If a person on Yom Kippur does malach or he eats, he only gets v'nichrasa. There's no din of Misa, there's no skila, nothing else. Ah, Zokti Gemara, Vim Isa, if you're going to go and tell me, like Rabbi Yochanan just said, that the Chaverev disagree with Rabbanan Yemen Gamliel. And you can go and get for Issa Karish, you can go and get Malkis, Vim Isa, either be they Adam who. So then it's not only Shabbos be they Adam, even Yom Kippur is be they Adam, because even though there's Karish, but one gives him Malkis, so that's be they Adam. Every more the kasha nishke kasha. The more gives two answers. Rav Nachman Oimer, Nachman Yitzchak Oimer. Hamani Rav Yitzchak Yidi Omer Malkis Bechayave Krisis Leka. We had this Rav Yitzchak already earlier when we were talking about whether or not one does give Malkis, would not give Malkis to someone's Chayiv Koris. So Rav Yitzchak, no Malkis Bechayiv Koris. Tisanya. We learned the Rabbis. Rav Yitzchak Oimer Chayave Krisis Bechlal Hoyu. Velo Miyotzis Koris Ba'achoisai. We know Ba'achoisai has been singled out. There the Torah says, especially the Nichrisa. And we already have the generic one at the end. What do we have to have a special in Bachois? To tell you, the Dinah Bekaris V'loim Malkis. Kodesh Baruch is repeating it twice, almost like by Kodshim. Shana Lov V'akiv. Only Karis, no Malkis. Aha. So therefore, that the Gemara says, that's why that Mishnah Mesechus Megillah is going according to Yitzchak. And that's why it says that Shabbos is Bidei Adam. And there's no such thing as Malkis by Yom Kippur. It's only Koris. Koris v'leima Malkis. Rashi Omar, no, I feel terrible, but it can go even according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva that said earlier in Perek Edelein, in the beginning of the Perek, that even though you're Chayiv Koris, if you give him Malkis, you wash away the Koris. Filtim Rabbanah. Ze ikas doyne b'dei shomoyim. Meaning that in the Mishnah that says, Eimin Shabbos Yom Kippurim, what is, when you think to yourself, what is the ultimate oinish for Shabbos? Ultimate oinish is bidei adam, chas v'shalom skidim. What's the ultimate oinish for Yom Kippurim? That he gets karis bidei shemayim. You're right, if the two adam, they give masram and the malkin. Yeah. But the ikr punishment of Yom Kippur is bidei shemayim, is the kasha nishka kasha. Omer vada bar hava, omer rav, alochir b'chanan yimen gamliel, we pass on b'chanan yimen gamliel, like it says in our Mishnah, once you get malkis, then you get a free pass on the karis, you're potter. So now Rav Yosef asks an obvious question. Rav Yosef, man solik le'ela v'yosef v'omar, if you're telling me a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides, once you get Malkis down below, no Kuris up above, who's the one that's going to go up to Kodesh Baruch Hu and ask him, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have a moment, I have a question to ask you. What's the question? Is it taka true that once you get Malkis down below, you don't get Kuris up above? I mean, how can you go paskin like Rav Chanan ben Gamliel? Kodesh Baruch Hu does upstairs in Shemayim whatever he wants to do. He's not asking Rav Chanan ben Gamliel. So what's man tzolik le'el v'yosef? V'yosef v'yomer. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, really, that's your kasher, Rabbi Yosef? Elohod yomer Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said his chazal, which we're going to develop shortly, but just quickly, what did Rabbi Shimon ben Levi say? Shlo yishet varam osem bezen shel mata v'eskima bezen shel mala al yodam. There are three things that Bezin Shalmata instituted, and the Bezin Shalmala said, "We're maskim." How did Rabbi Shimon Levi say that? Man tzolik le'el v'yosef v'yomar, who went up to Shemayim and asked it, and returned to go and tell us the decision of Shemayim. Ela kroy kardashin, as we'll see in the Gemara, what those three things were, and the basis based on psukim. Hachanami, the same thing that we are kroy kardashin. We're darshening the psukim. It's based on the drashas chazal. It's not that something we make up or we have a dream at night and that's what Hashem Yisbarach does upstairs. It's all based on drashas of chazal. That's how we determine these things. And the Gemara now explains in greater detail. Ufam Rabbi Shimon ben Levi Shloisha Dvarim Osa Bezun Shalmatz Yiskim Bezun Shalmala Al Yodim Elohen. What are the three? Number one, Mikra Megillah. That we go and lay the Megillah, which is a mitzvah, we make a bracha on it, etc. I might have thought, the Torah is already finished, 613 mitzvahs. What business do we have adding new mitzvahs to Rabbanan? No. We added it mit Rabbanan, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was maskim. Ushe l'sholem b'shem, that you're allowed to go and greet someone with the shame of Hashem. The Rivon has two pshatim. Pshat number one is that you can go and greet your chav and say, Yosem Hashem Olecha Sholem. The presumption is he didn't say Hashem, but he says the name Adna. You're allowed to do that to go and greet. That was the first pshat. But the second pshat that the Rivon says, which we're much more familiar with, that you're allowed to greet someone and say Shalom Aleichem. Even though Shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a pasuk in Shoiftim, V'yikra Loi Hashem Shalom L'Shem Hashem, that he called Hashem's name Shalom. So Hashem has another quote-unquote nickname, the name of Shalom, and it says in Shulchan Aruch,
that if you happen to be, for instance, in the mikveh, in the Beis HaMerchetz, and someone comes in and his name is Shalom, you should not greet him and say, ah, Shalom, good morning, because you're saying the shame of Hashem. So therefore, a good morning you can say, but don't say Shalom, because it's one of the names of Hashem. Anyway, so you're allowed to go and greet Shalom Aleichem, and it's not a question of being moitzi, Shem Shemayim Levatola. This is permissible. They legislated it down here. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's masking upstairs. And the third thing is Vavos Meiser. What does Vavos Meiser include? We'll see shortly. And we go through the three. Mikra Megillah Dechsev. How do I know that after the Chacham down below instituted Mikra Megillah, Kodesh Baruch Hu's masking? It says in the Pasuk, Kima V'Kibla Yehudim. What's the double Lashon? Kaim L'mal L'mashin Kibla L'mat. After there was a Kabbalah down below, there was a Kiyam up above. So again, how did Rabbi Shimon Levi know this? Did he go up to Shemayim to ask Hashem and come back again? No, it's based on Pesukim, Kroyei Kodeshim. Same thing, Sheva Shalom. Dechsev, Bnei Boyaz, Bomi, Beis Lecha, Behim, Lekoitzim, Hashem Imachim. How could he say Hashem Imachim? He's saying Hashem's name. Isn't that prohibited? Oh, it's the Chasimin that you're allowed to. Va'oymen have another Pasuk. Hashem Imcha, Gibor Achayel. Frey Timora, my Va'oymer. Why do I have to have two Pesukim? I see in both cases we're greeting a person by saying the name of Hashem. The first Pasuk is referring to Boyaz. Boyaz was taka grace a mensch. But nevertheless, maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu was not masking that you should go and say, Hashem Imachem. So Hashem, that's right. The second Pasuk, this is referring to a Malach or a Novi that came and said to Givoin, and he said to Gidoin, and he said to him, Hashem Imcha Gibrachayil. So the Malach or the Novi would not have said it if unless he was sanctioned or authorized by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is the chasimin that Kodesh Baruch Hu is masking to what Boyaz did and what we fear zech today to go and say Shalom Aleichem? No problem. What's avos meiser? Tachsiv avias kol maaser el beis oitzer v'iter beis v'chunin nov azoysem Hashem tzvok oitzem leiftach lechem esrubis eshmoim varikoyz lechem brocha ad b'li dai. My ad b'li dai amram barav ad shivus esechem elay medai. The Gemara doesn't go into what was the takana lamata that they were agreeing to upstairs lamata. So the Rivana has a fairly lengthy Rivana, and he comes up with two or three suggestions. Number one, the idea that Masarishan, which we know Minotaur is supposed to give to the Levi, and starting in Ezra's time, they took it away from the Levi, and they give it to the Kahanim, because the Levium were slow in going up to Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Binyan Habayis Hasheni. Ezra got upset at the Levium, why aren't you coming along? And he was courteous to Levium, and he took away from them the Masarishan. Since the Masarishan is Mutl Zohar, anybody can eat Masarishan, as long as he took out the Trumas Meiser, and so therefore even Yisrael can go and eat Meiser, so he gave it to the Kahanim instead of to Levium. That's what you typically have throughout Shas when it says that Ezra went, was courteous to Levium. Rivan, interesting over here, says that it was slightly different, that initially Ezra's takana was that the Kahanim would share with the Levium. And when it says here in the Pasuk that Hevius Kol Maisel Beis Oitzer, he's really referring to that in the Beis HaMikdash there was a special Lishka, and that Lishka was called the Lishkas HaMaisers, presumably. And now all the Kahanim and Levium would stand online to get some of the Maiser from that Lishka. In subsequent generations, says the Rivan, Chizkiyo HaMelech took away the Maiser altogether from the Levium, and he gave it over to the Kahanim. Why? Because he found that many Levium, unfortunately, were being Oyved Avoydazar. So that kind of clinched it until Ezra's times, we just shared it, Levium Kahanim. Chizkiyo, we took away from Levium altogether. That's how
Chizkiyo was before Ezra, wasn't he?
The historical stuff, yeah, I rely on you. And Goldstein.
I mean, it's the time of Yeshayahu and Bais Rishon and Ezra's.
If I'm not mistaken, I think the footnotes in the Art Scroll deal with these historical issues.
Okay.
And then another thing he says is.
Towards to the end today?
Once again?
You're going to finish how far today?
To the bottom of the Yomer.
What about, you said you want to do Messiah tomorrow?
Yeah, because tomorrow we have another Dab.
You said you would do a Messiah at the end of Davin?
What we intend doing is, since we have Mitchum, we'll have a meeting. I will have Mitchum go through it.
Okay.
And therefore I will say the last two or three lines. If anybody else wants to go through this quickly and be Messiah instead, I'm delighted. And that will be after Elenu. Then we'll say a Kaddish, Metahadrin, Metagan Samasa. We'll eat and drink and be merry, and we can bring in the food for subsequent. Then we're going to learn the Dav. And then we will once again say, oh, we already Messiah. We'll say a few words, and we'll wish everybody a good Shabbos. Okay? Ruchem Tia. Brother Chai, have a wonderful day. Anyway, getting back to Agmar, please listen now on the Zoom so that we will see you participate. And so what's the next shot of the Rivan in the Maaser with the Maaser is,
he said that mina Torah you only have dog and tirish v'yitzah, and now the Chachomim added maser yerek and maser of other ilonos, like on apples and oranges and stuff like that, where mina Torah there is no din of maser, and that's what they instituted. So that's the avos maser. Kadosh Baruch Hu is maskim. How do I know Kadosh Baruch Hu is maskim? Because that's what it says. Heavy is called a maser beisoy to bring the maser. Iter bevesi, and we're going to have now food in the home. In other words, to distribute to the common there. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says you can go and test me. I'm going to open up the windows up in heaven, these skylights. I'm going to go and send down the bracha. What's that? So I see Kadosh Baruch Hu is maskim. Omer Belozer. So Belozer now adds. You have a question?
I'm sorry, did I skip?
We're going to say Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're giving us so much bracha. You don't have to give me anymore. Three times in three different eras, we find that the Ruach HaKodesh came into the Bezdin. Bezdin Shel Shem, the Bezdin Shel Shmuel HaRamasi, or Bezdin Shel Shloima. And now the Gemara goes through it. The Bezdin Shel Shem Dechzif, the Yaki Yehuda, the Yom Tzodka Mimeni. This is the Masa with Yehuda and Tamar, and he said Tzodka Mimeni. Now the question is, how did Yehuda know? We're assuming that she was a Zayna, and a Zayna unfortunately has many customers, and even if it's exactly 9 months to the day that he lived with her, maybe somebody else lived with her the same day, and therefore she came pregnant with someone else. Yotze Baskel V'Yomra, it's not that Yehuda is saying Tzodka Mimeni, no, it's Rabbi Yishlom saying Mimenu, Mimeni, Yotzu Kivushim. From I came out Kivushim. What size Kivushim? The Rivon has two pshatim. First pshat is Kivushim means Dvorim Ne'lamim, things which are hidden, which are not spoken publicly, and that is who is the one that lived with Tamar and impregnated her and produced the children. Oh, so that's Yotzu Kivushim. Another pshat says the Rivon is Kivushim is from a lashon of Kovesh, conquerors, because the children of Yehuda and Tamar eventually are going to be the conquerors in Klai Yisrael. Who specifically? Ishnachrina. That's going to be, if you look at the Rivon, five lines from the bottom. Many yotze kvushim. Dvarim ne'alamim. Kvushim means hidden stuff. Halo le'iti yotze shalafish Yehuda hayamelech. Vizach salatzim menim malachim. Tosha hoise tznu. Veis chamiya. Yotze gzeir zub lefanai. She was a tznu. That's why Yehuda didn't even recognize her. It was his daughter-in-law. But nevertheless, he never, because she was so tzniyistik. She yotze zer bishneim kach kibul. So that's the kvushim. Lishnachrina matzot me'iti hoise yotze me'iti. Hoisa, she also menish ne banim halalu, that Zerach and Peretz and Zerach, that what? Lichbo she'olim, they're going to eventually conquer the world, Jerry Osid, David, Umashiach, Lotzes Mimena, the future generations are going to be Koivshim, so it's not really Kvushim, it's Koivshim, the conquerors of the world. Okay. So that, now it says, Bezina Shoshem. In the times of Yehuda, Shem was no longer, but the Rivana says, the Bezdin Shoshem means he was one that established the Bezdin, and now the Bezdin is being run by his children, by his Talmidim, by his descendants, you know, second, third, fourth generation later, and they called it the Bezdin Shoshem because he was the one that gave it to Shem of the Bezdin Shoshem. Right, the Bezdin Shel Shmuel, the Chassid said in the Pasuk, Hinni Anu Bi Negar Hashem Negar Mashiachai Eshom Milakachti. This is talking about when Shmuel Anovi was about to
They asked for a king, right? The Bnei Yisrael asked for a king.
And Shmuel is in the middle of inaugurating the new king, which is Shaul HaMelech. And now he's saying his farewell address, and he's saying to Klal Yisrael, he's saying, Rabbi Yisai, anybody that has any tannis, stand up. Anubi, Himni, Anubi, go and say testimony, or answer me. Neged Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. V'neged Mashichoi, and Mashichai meaning the one that we just Moshech for king, Shaul HaMelech. Eshor Milakach, did I take from anybody Eshor? Es Chamor Milakach, we're leaving out half of the Pasuk. V'yoyim, when they say, no, Chas Shom Leirach Shaktano, V'leirach Tzisano, you never took anything from us, you were pure, you were wonderful, Shmuel. V'yoyim, Eid Hashem, V'eid Mashichai, K'lim Mitzasa, B'yodim Me'um, I didn't find anything wrong with me. V'yoyim, we can go and say, hey, this, that you were pure, you didn't take a penny. Not like politicians. Some politicians, you know, try to put a couple of dollars in their pockets. No. Later, Ashaktanu, later, Tzisanu, etc. Now, why did it say, V'yoymer, eid? L'chayr, it should say v'yoyimru eid, like we said, v'yoyimru lo yashaktonim. So he should have said v'yoyimru eid. Yes, we're going to be we're an eighth. So the Gemara v'yoyimr it says v'yoyimer v'yoyimru miboyle yotzabasko v'yomra ani eid bedover ze. Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, he said, I'm the one that's an eid that Shmuel was as pure as can be. The bezina shoshleimet, that's the famous Solomonic split. That there were two children, and one Nebuch died, and one was alive. The question is, who are we going to give it to which mommy? And so now, one of the two mommies said, okay, split it down the middle, that's fine, you know, split the baby, I'll take the head, and you'll take the legs, and fine. The other mommy said, forget about it. Give the whole baby to the other one, don't give it to me, don't split it. So Shlomo Melech said, oh, she, that's the real mommy, the one that doesn't want to split it, and says, give the baby to the other one, she's the real mommy. So don't kill him. Why? She is the real mommy. Maybe she's making harama and she's saying, I know Shlomo. Shlomo is a very smart guy. If I'm going to go and say, split it down the middle, I'm making 50-50. You know, I'm going to go and say, Ich bin a grace Rachmanis, and I'm merachim on the kid, and I'm giving the kid over to the other mommy, so he'll think, oh, I must be the real mommy. So maybe do a harama. Yatzabasko v'yomra, he mois, not that Shlomo Melch said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, these are the three times that the Basko l'Ruach HaKodesh appeared in the three Batidim. Omer Rav said, it's very nice, all of these drushes, but you don't really have a solid raya. Mimai, Dom Yehuda, Kim the Chosh of Yarchi V'yoymi, since he figured out Taka 9 days to 9 months to the day, Visrami, and Itaka, the Chesron stimmed from the day of living with her and the day of the birth, exactly. The Chazinan Mechaskinan, Doi Chazinan Mechaskinan. Avad, it's possible, theoretically, that she lived with somebody else that day, but I don't know. Efshadish. One thing's for sure, I lived with her. I have my calendar, and I count the Chesron out 9 months. So therefore, it's like in Shema Moitzim Devadai, in Tzofik Moitzim Devadai. Me, for sure. Somebody else, finished.
But it's not, she wasn't in labor that day. It was in 9 months. It was, she was just visibly pregnant.
3 months.
Sorry. I withdraw my comment from before. Okay. I'm trying to finish off the daf in record time. I'm obviously not successful. Okay. So the point is, yes, 6 months, 8 months, whatever, 8 months, okay, 3 days, okay. Whatever the cheshbon was. Right, Shmuel Nami, Kuli Yisrael Kari Lahu B'Lashon Yechidi. You can also find that Klal Yisrael gets together and say Lashon Yechidi. Yisrael Noisha B'Hashem. Why did it say Yisrael Noishoim B'Hashem? Because sometimes you refer to the nation as one. So here too, even though they didn't say Vayoimru, it could be Vayoimru, means Vayoimru. Shloimeh Nami, Midahokom Rach Mechamta, V'Holekom Rechamta. Since he saw that she has Rachmanis, the other one doesn't have Rachmanis, so he figured that must be the real mother. So Gemara, so we talk and don't have a clear cut raya from any of these psukim. And the Gemara, it's a Masoira that is the way it was. If we want, we can learn another just a couple of lines.
Sure.
It's very simple. Darshav Simla, Yishesh Miyaz, Yishloish Esri Mitzvahs, Nemrloi Lamoisha. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave 613 Taryang Mitzvahs. What are the 613 Mitzvahs? Shloish Miyaz, Yishishim, Chamesh, Lavin, Kemin Yemoisa Chama, 365, like the days of the year. 248, like the Avarim of Adam. Now, we're all familiar with these concepts, 365, 248, but the question is, what's the lesson, what's the message? So Rivan says very nicely, when it says, Ramach, look in the last line of the Rivan, Ramach mitzasasi, d'chol eivah ve'eivah, oimaloi asei mitzvah. Every eivah tells the person, do a mitzvah, do a mitzvah. My arm says, my leg says, my finger says, every aver in the person says, Tia mitzvah. That's why you have 248. What's a shin samachay voice? I say, Shibachol yoimas here in olav shloy laver. Every day of the year, it's as if there's a malach that goes and says to the person, don't do an aveira today. 365 days, 365 aveiras. Don't do an aveira today. So that's 365, 248. How do I know the 613 altogether? Amar Rav Nuna Maikra, it says the pasuk, Toira tzivah lanu Moshe, Moirosh Akilis Yaakov. What is the gematria of the word Toira? Toira be gematria. 611. Shismeya v'chatzri. Really? Let's look at the words. Tof and Reish is 600. Vav and Hey, 6 and 5 is 11. 611. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu gave the 600. Toira tzivah lanu Moshe. But the first two of the Aseret HaDibros HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Ba'atzmai, Anoich Uliyeh Lecham Mipiyah Gvur HaShemanim. So if you had 2 plus 6, 11, you get to Tayak, 613 mitzvahs all together. And one of the clear, Rabbi Yisai, can be continued, Hashem, tomorrow.